We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Goop.
Steiny.
The thought, I die alone, I laugh the loudest today.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, so Jimmy Garoppolo has done everything he's been asked to do since coming to the 49ers a couple years ago. And it seems like there's still a lot of fans out there who are skeptical of him and or don't believe at all. And I'm wondering, who are these people? Because I get it. If you're a fan of another team, I can see you saying he hasn't done anything. But if you're a fan of the... Are 49ers fans not sold on Garoppolo?
Who are you?
And if you're not sold on Garoppolo, and you are a 49er fan, I'm kind of interested in why. Because, and we're going to play this sound a little bit later, but Sean Salisbury joined the station yesterday, and he says that Garoppolo is the best quarterback since Steve Young. For the 49ers.
Huh?
And then I'm listening.
Damn, Sean.
Steve Young?
Yeah. I love you, Sean.
Really?
Damn.
And then I'm listening to Stephen A. Smith saying he had a great game, but, I mean, I ain't calling him one of the greats yet. So I just want to kind of dive into that to start, gents.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo has not played the playoff game, okay? He has Super Bowl jewelry, but he's not played the game. So how can anybody, and Sean, we love you if you're listening, but the 49ers have a rich tradition when you talk about quarterbacks, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and you know what I'm talking about, the dynamic duo, Joe Montana, Steve Young, and Jimmy Garoppolo's yet to do it in the playoffs, and I'm not saying he can't. He has not done it yet. And Bonte, I think it's his good looks. The contract came early. Management gave him that contract. Right. And people are jealous that the Niners are the big dog. So all you have now is to state the obvious. But for Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, to me, it sounded like Kaepernick hate for you to dismiss a Niner quarterback
right.
that took the team to the Super Bowl and right. was 15 or 12 yards away from winning.
Yep.
That rubbed me the wrong way. But at the end of the day, Steiny, real quick, it's because Jimmy hasn't done it in the playoffs. And that's all you can say. Quit hating on him.
Not only that, he hasn't played a full season yet. So that's why people are skeptical. They haven't seen him in deep, deep waters yet. We saw him in deep water Sunday in New Orleans in the Superdome,
yeah.
and he balled out. But just to say, hey, you know what? Dismissing Jeff Garcia and everything that he did, who, by the way, Jeff Garcia is back in 2000,
Sorry,
threw
Jeff.
For the most yards in a single season in 49ers history with 4,278. How can you dismiss Jeff Garcia? How can you dismiss Colin Kaepernick?
That hurt me.
Exactly. But I will say I think Niner fans are coming around to Jimmy Garoppolo. The guy's tough as nails. He stands in the pocket. He's not afraid. He's throwing dimes now. If you want to be critical of his deep ball, that's fine. But he's still making plays for this football team. And for this team, Kittle, Staley, Sanders, Deep, all these guys, they believe in number 10. And that is what matters in 2019. But to say that he's the best quarterback since Steve Young, let's pump the brakes just a little bit and let the guy play a full season first.
Colin Kaepernick was 4-2 in the postseason.
Mm.
He was a quarterback of a team that went to the Super Bowl. It was in another NFC championship game. So, like, I always wonder about this. I mean, do we just dismiss a person's resume? I mean, hell, Jeff Garcia's been to the playoffs a couple times. He's got a 49ers win in the playoffs. Mm. So, I get that Garoppolo can only do what he can do. And so far, that's just been quarterback 13 games this year. But why is there a feeling that he's just going to get better and better and better? And here's what I'm getting at, and I just want to throw this out there. We had Bill Polian on about a week ago, and we're talking about Lamar Jackson. And I said, what kind of quarterback is Lamar Jackson going to be down the line? And he said, tell you what, ask me that in 1 year, and I'll be able to tell you. I need coaches to get an offseason of strategizing against Lamar Jackson. Why doesn't anybody say that about Garoppolo? I mean, honestly, I get that they're two different kind of quarterbacks, but Garoppolo has fewer starts under his belt than Lamar Jackson. So why wouldn't it be conceivable that defenses kind of figure him out a little bit?
I don't think that's off the table, Stani.
I'm not saying it's going to.
Yeah, but for you to dismiss Cap, come on, Sean.
You can't dismiss Cap, but I think teams, and the reason why we don't hear about this with Jimmy Garoppolo, we saw him for five games in 2017. Some people may say, well, that's a small sample size. Then we saw him for 2.5 games in 2018. There's enough tape, I believe, around the league to where people know who Jimmy Garoppolo is. Because don't forget, he played a lot of preseason games for the Patriots. He got the starts for the Patriots when Brady was suspended for Deflategate for the first four games of the season. I know he got hurt in week number two, but there's at least more tape, and you can kind of see where Jimmy Garoppolo is because he's been in the league for so long. We can't forget that. So I think that's why we don't say that when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo. But we do say that when it comes to Trubisky. We do say that when it comes to Jared Goff. We do say that when it comes to these other young quarterbacks. But you're right, there is something there where, oh, well, Lamar Jackson, this and that. Well, it's because the offense that Lamar Jackson runs, fellas. Let's be honest. We haven't really seen this work for a number of years. We've seen it work for a season, maybe a season
but
and a half.
But next year is the offseason is when the coordinators are going to get in the lab.
Right.
What Stani said. And just like they're going to do to Garoppolo. And I don't know how you can say he's the best, Donnie, when he's about to embark on his first playoff appearance. And let's say he has a bad playoffs or a bad game. That doesn't mean your opinion of Jimmy G changes. He's young in his career, and we'll watch him moving forward.
Well, but – and
you just feel like there's more hate or momentum about other quarterbacks than Jimmy, because to me, Jimmy's done nothing.
I want Jimmy Garoppolo
make
to
me
be
feel
talked
like
about
he can be the guy.
Like other quarterbacks are talked about. And, I mean, honestly, it's going to come down to the playoffs. If Jimmy Garoppolo in the first playoff game throws two picks and they get upset, I mean, the offseason's going to be – he's going to take a lot of grief.
Right.
But, again, like, is that – to me – honestly,
I don't think
that's not fair either.
It's not fair.
Just like, honestly, and I don't want to go off here, but like, I don't think people are fair to Kirk Cousins. His book's not written yet. Now, you can say he hasn't gotten it done yet.
There's a bunch of chapters in there.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins has had plenty of body. He has a lot of body
Jimmy
of work.
Jimmy hasn't even gone through his football puberty
How many years did Michael Jordan play before he won a playoff series?
I think it was seven.
Yeah, 7 years. That's a lot. I mean, how long did
Elway... I want to say different sports.
Okay, Elway. John Elway.
How long did John Elway go? Is you looked at Jordan and you knew he wasn't winning series. It wasn't his fault. It was one of those. It was apparent to anybody.
Well, John Elway couldn't win the big one. He couldn't win the Super Bowl. He won playoff games. Couldn't win the big one.
Now, how did that turn out?
Turned out good because he finally got a running game and he won two Super Bowls. So he shed that narrative that, hey, John Elway can't win the big one. But you need help. It also shows that it's not just the quarterback that can help you win. You need everything else. So when you look at this 49ers team, if Sherman and Ford are not healthy, Kwan's not coming back, Richburg's not coming back.
Nobody's going to want to hear it.
Nobody's going to want to hear it, but that's the truth, man. People don't like the truth. The truth was John Elway didn't have a running game. He carried those Bronco teams to the Super Bowl, carried them on his back. Oh, he went against Lawrence Taylor and Belichick and Parcells. Well, he got blown out. He went against Bill Walsh, got blown out. I mean, come on. Like, it's all about the team. It's not just one player, but I get you, Steiny. People are going to say, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo can't win a big one. Just like they said, it was Garoppolo's fault that they didn't win on Monday night against the Seahawks when his receivers dropped 9 passes, when his linemen couldn't block. It's not fair how we criticize or give praise to quarterbacks. Yeah,
and if you're going to rank the Niners quarterbacks, it's Montana, Young, to me, Kaepernick, Garcia, and then we'll
find
out.
Garcia over Kaepernick.
Okay. Did Garcia go to? I'm just saying he didn't take his team Garcia to the Super Bowl, wants to play 5 off yards games. Away from winning.
Garcia was a damn good player, man. Damn, he was a baller. But I mean, that's
I hear you.
I mean, both of them at their best. You got to take Kaepernick. I mean, Kaepernick
he turned the league upside down.
See, and that's
down,
the other thing.
Man.
Are we judging Cap for those 2 or 3 years? Well, if we're judging Cap on those 2 or 3 years, he was better than Garoppolo. I mean, there's no doubt. But
yeah, no doubt.
If we're talking about the span of his whole career, and that's kind of where I'm at with Garoppolo. It's like, he's just starting. So I think it's a joke to say he's the best quarterback since Steve Young.
I got you.
But I think it's a joke to say he can't get it done. Can we wait a little
bit? Are you watching the games? They're 11-2, and he's slinging the thing around the yard. Right. So how can you rob him of his what he's going to do in the playoffs? But everything you see, you should be all in, Bonte.
The guy's 17-4 as a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. All he's done is help this team win football games. He's taken command of that huddle and that locker room. I mean, what else are we – I mean, the guy's he's going to fall short of Jeff Garcia's single-season passing record, but he can go on a run here. He's got 24 touchdown passes. The franchise high is 36. Maybe he throws 4 touchdown passes a game over the next 3. He matches Steve Young there. I mean, Garoppolo's done everything you've wanted him to, coming off of an ACL injury, and he's essentially a rookie quarterback. Like, let's think about it. When it comes to playing and repetitions and actual football games, he's essentially a rookie.
I'd say second year. Man.
Second just, year, then. You know, second year player.
Still, that's
just
like
second
one,
year not... player. How many second year players, other than Dan Marino lighting the world on fire, goes out there and helps a team go 11-2? I mean, he's done everything Kyle Shanahan has asked of him.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But it's going to come down to the playoffs, I think. And
for every quarterback, Steiny. So that's why I was, how can you judge somebody without that part of it?
That's kind of my point.
In any sport, the playoffs, that's when you make your
money. You guys have judged Kirk Cousins.
Because
he's only played
after,
one playoff game. He's 0-1.
I just think he's a mediocre quarterback.
And I guess, Steiny, he's 0-1 because he's been mediocre. A part of the problem of not getting his team to the playoffs.
Right. He did quarterback Washington.
We were talking
the
about
worst
the
franchise in the NFL. But,
and they paid him like all, okay. They gave him everything, the bank.
So the Vikings.
You know what, fellas? We were talking about D'Angelo Russell before this show and how D'Lo may not make players better around him. That's how I feel about Kirk Cousins. I don't think he makes his team better. He doesn't uplift his team. I think Garoppolo has a little bit of that uplifty. I think he does do it at times better than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins just doesn't do it to me, fellas. He doesn't make anybody better. Like, he's had Thielen, Diggs, Cook, Kyle Rudolph, and he still can't make the playoffs with that with those weapons?
After one year, they didn't make the playoffs. Minnesota.
That's just 1 year in Minnesota. That was a year after they made the NFC Championship game.
And now they're back. They're 9-4. They're probably going to the playoffs. So, let's see what happens. I mean, what if Kirk Cousins leads them on a Super Bowl run? Now, and that changes everything forever. And I'm not even
so
sure.
You're saying the story is not written on for all the people that are lined up to say a guy like Kirk Cousins.
Well, I just don't like when
the book's closed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't like.
And Elway did get his at the end, but we all knew Elway was great. We knew he was great.
Right.
Even when he didn't win, we knew he was great.
Yeah, but that narrative that narrative with John Elway, he was in that category with Dan Marino saying he just can't win the big one.
Why does Dan Marino kind of get a pass?
Because you watch the Dolphin game when he was quarterbacking, you knew he was in control and command, and he had crap around him.
Nobody seems to hold it against Marino that he never won a Super Bowl. Mm.
Because Marino produced every single season with basically no mobility. Mark Duper and Mark Clayton left, he basically was throwing Orlando Gadsden and an old Irving Fryer and O.J. McDuffie, and he basically had no running game or defense. That's why Marino, you take Marino off the Dolphins, they were a 3-win team. Marino was worth that much, so that's why certain quarterbacks like that get a pass. Garoppolo's not there yet. He's got to do this for another 5 years to even be mentioned amongst the greats like Marino.
49ers fans, where are you on Garoppolo? Are you all the way sold? Are you all the way sold on Garoppolo? And I guess that's my question. It's like, I can't be all the way sold on Garoppolo until I see how he performs in the postseason. Do I think that things are going to change drastically? No, I don't. I think the 49ers are going to go to the playoffs. I think they're going to win at least one game because they're really good. But I got to see it. Mm. You got to see the postseason. He's done, and that's like, why is it so hard to understand? He's done everything that he's been asked to do up until this point, but he's still got bridges to cross. Nobody's saying he stinks.
And I don't think Stephen A. Smith
but said
that.
It's not like he's arrived either. What, like, this is what drives me crazy, is he's quarterbacked 21, 22 games for the Niners, and everyone's, or not everyone, and there are certain people that are saying, he's the man, he's the man, he's the man. It's like, wow, you're saying this about it, and you just said it. It's his rookie year. Well, that's gutsy to say a rookie then, or even a second-year player, has, you know, is the real deal. Like, people aren't even saying that about Lamar Jackson right now. And where's Deshaun Watson in this whole thing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to...
It's because I think people also don't...
I want to give him all the credit in the world, but he's still got bridges to cross.
And I don't think he's out there running a campaign to say he's the man. It comes with the territory. You talked about it, Bonte. The Niners are a storied franchise. Imagine if they were 2-11. He would be getting blamed then. My point is, Jimmy Garoppolo is doing what he's doing. And in this new society, I just think we hate. I think him being good looking, him getting the contract early, some people thought he wasn't worthy of it. But people are acting like this guy's banging on his chest, doing interviews, pointing at himself, and he's not. So people want to knock him off that quote-unquote pedestal.
It's also because of the rich tradition at the quarterback position of the San Francisco 49ers. It goes deeper than Joe Montana and Steve Young.
I wonder.
Listening, B. So after the Green Bay Packers game, right, Butcher Boy and I during our post-game show here, 95.7 game, and a caller calls in, the Niners go out there and smoke the Packers 37-8. We had a caller. He was from Oakland. I forget his name. And he calls in complaining about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo after 37-8 win. And Butcher Boy and I got into an argument because the standard that has been set here at the quarterback position, people can't get over it. They're used to seeing Joe Montana. They're used to seeing Steve Young. Some people didn't see Y.A. Tittle and John Brody. The tradition, when you walk into those headquarters in Santa Clara and you see number 16 and number 8, it's just different at the quarterback position for this franchise. It's just like going to play middle linebacker for Chicago Bears. It's different there.
Running back
for the Cowboys.
I think it's a little different, but it goes away. Because if you're a 26-year-old 49er fan, with all due respect, you didn't get a chance to see Steve Young play 16 games a year.
But it's like those guys arguing, right? It's like a 26-year-old arguing, hey, the Bulls got 6 NBA championships. Although they may have not watched those championships, they're still going to brag about those championships. So those youngsters that are out here still wearing Steve Young and Joe Montana jerseys, they're still going to brag about the team's history.
I love the young people.
So the young people are going to brag about it. So you can't tell them anything. Their fathers have told them, their cousins have told them, they've told them about the great play here in San Francisco at the quarterback position, and that's why Jimmy G, I think, is held to that standard, especially when you look at Jeff Garcia and Kaepernick. Hell, they raised the bar up.
Let's go to Garcia. Garcia's in Alameda. What's going on, Garcia? How you doing, man?
Hey, Merry Christmas, fellas.
Yeah, same to you, man.
Morning. Hey. You know, love the conversation. Jimmy G, now, just to give you a little premise here, I'm established in 82, right? So I'm 37. Mm-hmm. Got to see late Joe. Steve Young's my, you know, my last name, obviously, I throw it in there, Garcia, so I'm biased, right? I mean, my childhood, you know, your team, it, you know, has a guy named Jeff Garcia. I get to have my quarterback as my name on my jersey. So I'm a little biased, but I love Kaepernick, but... Jimmy G, right, my favorite comparison that I've heard once, and I see it, is Mark Bolger. Quick release, great on the feet, super quick, and can take a beating. I mean, this guy, he's taken as many hits in the Seahawks game as Alex Smith or Chip Kelly, Kaepernick years, or, you know, Garcia when we were struggling. Like, this guy is tough as nails. He's a total football guy. I mean, I see it. To me, I think he's got, you know, upward ascension over the next 5 years. And, you know, I'm just really, really excited, man. I'm really, really just appreciate everybody's love out there. Let's go, Niners. Get it, faithful.
And here's the other thing.
You should be.
And I don't know if I'm playing devil's advocate here, to be honest with you, or I, I, I really believe it. I think it's closer to I really believe it. If 49er fans, like, well, the 49ers have this rich tradition of quarterbacks. Okay, who? Young and Montana and Young. All right, throw Y.A. Tittle in there, but
Brody.
Fine. Would he ever win?
He didn't win.
The point is, quarterback. Name a team. Throw a team at me.
Packers.
Packers. Bart Starr. Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why isn't there a... Oh, they got to live up to those two standards. Name another team.
Aaron Rodgers didn't have to live up to Brett Favre?
Well, my point is then what would make the Packers any different than the 49ers?
It's a rich history up there in Green Bay. That's why Aaron Rodgers has to
play. Okay. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a rich history with Terry Bradshaw.
They do.
So, in other words, that shouldn't be a criteria. If like every franchise has a great quarterback or two for the guy to live up to.
But you can't.
I mean, but somebody, next quarterback in Miami. Well, we got Bob Greasy and Dan Marino. That's the same to me as Montana and Young.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's for the fans is what you're talking about. These quarterbacks don't have to do anything but go win the game. They didn't sign Garoppolo to that contract saying you got to outdo Montana. You got to be the best Jimmy Garoppolo you can be in a Niner uniform.
Right,
and
but
it's that way to me across the board.
But I'm just addressing Bontes that, hey, part of the problem with Garoppolo is, you know, this franchise had Young and Montana, and it's hard to live up to them, and people don't want to this. Well, there's 12 franchises in the league like that. There are. Bart Starr, again, the Packers have it.
And you know what? Whenever Aaron Rodgers fails, Bart Starr didn't fail. Brett Favre did this and did that. And the same thing with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. When he doesn't win a big one, he's got to go look at Terry Bradshaw, and Bradshaw's talking about it. It's like, well, we won four, and we did it this way. Maybe you need to do it like this.
So,
and that's why.
It's not unique. It's not San Francisco.
It was 20 years of great quarterback play. From Montana to Steve Young. And hell, it wasn't a huge jump off when Jeff Garcia took over the reins. This franchise associates itself with offense, with downfield passing, with flair, with excellent play from the quarterback position. And a fan base has been used to that. You got the Montana statue as soon as you walk into Levi's Stadium. It just is what it is. It is what it is. And Jimmy Garoppolo, if he does lose a big one in the playoffs, if he does lose to Seattle in Week 17, that's what fans are going to say. Well, we had quarterbacks who did get it done. Jimmy Garcia is not there yet. He hasn't gotten done
And you're
done
not
yet.
Agreeing with that. You're just saying I understand the people that want to call.
I understand
his
fan base.
I didn't listen. 510, every franchise does not have a great quarterback to live up to, Steiny. LOL, Bengals, Chargers, Raiders. Hit the pike with the Raiders.
And the Chargers.
Hit the pike with the Raiders. Jim Plunkett and Kenny Stabler are telling you to hit the pike.
Though?
Two Super Bowls.
Come on now.
Come on, that defense is really good.
My point is,
Marcus Allen was really good.
I'm not saying every team has a quarterback history with the 49ers, but there's more than 10 that do.
No doubt.
So, like, to me, I got to throw that out. What's Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo.
You go ask a Colts fan, though, about quarterback play and Y.A. Tittle and Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. Like, there's certain fan bases and certain teams where they're used to having greatness at the quarterback position.
So almost is not enough.
And so the bar has been set in the fans' minds and in a lot of people's minds in this region to where every time you compare a quarterback, you have to go look at 16. You have to go look at number 8. You got to go look at number 5, Jeff Garcia. And hell, for some of them, you got to go look at number 7, Colin Kaepernick.
And real quick, Stoddy, and as great as Andrew Luck was as being a quarterback, some people in Indianapolis or Colts fans will call him a failure because he
Johnny
couldn't
Unitas,
win a
big way, Colts.
Andrew Luck. Because he couldn't Peyton Manning.
Burt Jones was great. That's
number
all
number 7.
Let's go to Steve in Concord. What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a few things to say. One, I am absolutely sold on Garoppolo.
All right.
He's getting us wins. That's all that matters, right? Everyone's complaining about how many interceptions he's throwing. How many of those were off receiver hands? Two, if you look at, you can't judge someone on their first, second year. Look at all the great quarterbacks that had bad first years. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Steve Young, they all threw a lot of interceptions. You can't judge it off that.
Thanks for the call. I don't think anybody's made a judgment.
Not at all.
On at least right now, today. I'm saying Jimmy G's done everything he could have been asked to do. He's been very, very good. He's just got more stuff to do. And I'm not going to crown him yet, But I'm also not going to sit here and say he can't get it done.
But he's off to a good start.
Yes.
We can damn sure say
right.
that.
Now, I think one of the issues with Jimmy G is he's 28. You know, he's not 24, even though he doesn't have a lot of games under his belt. But
playoffs are going to be huge for him, Bonte.
It is going to be.
And like I said, he could lose his first game. They go home. He's still young. Well, they got
but
next
it's still,
year.
Though, but when you got to the playoffs as a Niner quarterback, and you think about the playoffs, and you think about the great playoff games over the last 30 to 35 years, the pressure here is insurmountable. It is at that
Come
position,
on.
Man.
Go it's ask no any more, fan. It's no more insurmountable than another place.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
you go to Chicago.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen for the next quarterback
Minnesota,
of the Patriots?
Minnesota, it's going to be living up to Brady.
So you got to throw them out.
Oh my lord!
What about the Raiders? They won a ton of Super Bowl. They won Super Bowls,
but they didn't have great quarterback play in
Stabler
those Super Bowls.
And Plunkett?
Stabler was really good. He's a Hall of Famer. Plunkett's not a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Well, he's not, but he should
be. Threw more picks and touchdown
but
passes.
But he's got two Super Bowls.
Yeah, okay. It's all right. Eli Manning has two Super Bowls. All right.
Well, that's
and
a that legacy, defense. Though. That's a legacy. I mean, it is.
You're talking about two top ten quarterbacks in Steve Young and Joe Montana. Guys who wore gold jackets
what about
five rings.
Bart Starr, Favre, and Rodgers.
It's a standard there in Green Bay. Go ask the Packer fans.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's not unique to out here.
I never said it was unique, but it's just the standard here in San Francisco. It's different. Like, if a quarterback fails with the Chicago Bears in a playoffs, well, they're going to say, you know what? We never had a quarterback. Mm. We're always built on defense, running game, and special teams.
Jim McMahon.
You go look at Minnesota, the Purple People Eaters. I know Fran Tarkenton was really good, but really, that's all you got, Minnesota, when it comes to quarterbacks. Detroit, don't even get me started with the Lions. Where else you want to go? You want to go to Kansas
Arizona
City
Arizona Cardinals. Nothing.
Kansas City?
I'll wait.
Right.
I said there's about 12 franchises that you could do the same thing as the 49ers. That's all. And again, the question is, where are you at with Jimmy G right now? He's 11-2. This team's one win from clinching a playoff spot. They're two wins and a Seahawks loss from winning the division. Where are you with Jimmy G? Are you all the way sold? Are you all the way sold? And you know what? If you're all the way sold and Jimmy G goes into the playoffs and throws three interceptions, that doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means, guess what? He got off to a bumpy start in his playoff tenure. That's not going to happen. I mean, that happens all the time.
Real quick, can we all agree we disagree with Sean's assessment that he's the best quarterback? It's too early to put him up there?
Yeah, I wouldn't put him up there on that pedestal.
All right, Stoddy, that's
not
all
yet.
I'm saying. That one, you can't do that yet, Sean.
888-957-9570. Where are you on Jimmy G? Where are you on Jimmy G? That's what's coming up next on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Jimmy G, where are you at with him? That's all brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or door ding. Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Jimmy G.
Here, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr with Damon Radowankowski at 5. Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru.
All right, coming up at 11 o'clock, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Put the bow on that big 48-46 win over the New Orleans Saints. And then at noon, my man, DJ Jones.
That's our man.
Nah, it's mine.
What?
Did you book him? Did you book
him? See, you're being that eye guy that you say you don't like.
Hey, did you book him too, producer?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Until you book DJ Jones, he can't be your guy. I don't care if I misspoke. So what?
I was going to say, you didn't know his name.
I called him DJ Jones one time. It's like, guess what? I used to write articles.
You got your chest out,
Stoddy.
Wow,
flexing right now. Hey, how about Guru?
I'm here for you,
Curly. Brownie Blends, what's up with him?
Guru, a friend of the program. Speaking of which, real quick, Stoney, when you talk about Jordan, the people come out. Our guy from the Warriors, Brett Yamaguchi, just texted me.
I know Brett.
I know you
do. I guarantee he's not going to disagree with me.
He said, tell Stoney, MJ won his first title in 7 years.
Okay.
He won a playoff series way before seven
not
again. That's Brett.
But I said he didn't win a title.
You said series.
Yeah,
no,
series.
I would never say series.
Well, okay.
I might say he didn't win until 7 years in.
Check the tape.
Brett, we getting older.
Hey, Brett.
We getting older. Yeah.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, Brett?
And if we did say series, you didn't mean series. You meant Chip.
Michael Jordan was not considered a winner 7 years into his career.
No doubt.
Whenever. When he had the 63 against the Celtics in 1980, I don't even know if it was 4 or 6.
And it's why Barkley and Malone, by the way, some people will say they're not winners.
Somebody from
fair.
Our digital team, might have been Matthew Ashlock, says his video evidence of you saying series. Like when Google
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he has.
You know what? You know what? I'll just do what I'll just do what everybody does now.
What do they do?
I'll just say it didn't happen. And you know what? And you'll show and go ahead and show the tape and show the
minute,
and I'll just say I didn't say it. Because that's what you do now.
No, you're
you just
right.
lie about everything.
Wow.
That's how you get ahead now. You
lie, get away.
You cheat, you steal,
you
and you never admit wrongdoing.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about right now. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't
you
work
know
in
it,
real
baby.
Life. Difference. Look, the Niners two quarterbacks, Steve Young, Joe Montana, 5 titles, 4 MVP awards in a 20-year span. The only franchise even close to that are the Green Bay Packers.
Mm.
The Niners set the table when it comes to quarterback.
Wait a minute.
They set
nobody's
the bar.
Arguing
but
with you on that.
Hold on a sec. Yeah. What about Terry Bradshaw won 4? Like,
yeah, we're talking on the last 30 years. Bradshaw won 4.
Recency
the 70s.
Bias.
All right,
okay.
You want to go to the
you
70s?
Got
Let's go. Let's go to
you
the 70s. How you get me? Who did it after Bradshaw? Nobody until you're gonna,
no,
you want to say
Nil,
and
no,
that was 30
no,
years
Nil
later.
O'Donnell, no,
wait,
yeah.
wait, say,
years later.
Say that stat again.
So the Niners,
yeah.
2 quarterbacks won 5 titles,
okay,
and 4 MVP awards.
All right, gotcha.
In a 20-year span, and that's not including the Super Bowl championships.
So he passed the baton. Yeah, Stine.
Only franchise close to that.
That's because the Steelers would run the ball a lot.
Who was it?
Franco
Pittsburgh?
And Rocky
Bay.
Blyer.
Oh, Green Bay.
Is close
yeah, Favre and Rodgers.
Exactly. I'm just
Damn,
saying, Bill
Walsh
company,
they
set the table for quarterback play and Niner fit, and that's all it is. That's all it is.
They set the table.
They set the bar.
No, they did not set the
Montana
bar.
Montana and Steve Young. How many teams wanted
they
to copy?
They did not set the bar. That was the 90s. Are you just going to dismiss everything that happened?
No, the 80s, too. The West Coast offense, the birth of the West Coast offense in the early 80s.
I like
every team copied this. Every team, how many teams copied the West Coast offense?
Everybody.
It took coaches and branched off of everything.
Wait a minute. You can't. So you're just dismissing the time before those guys.
No, I'm not. I won't.
Okay.
Well,
he
won't.
Said
it was
back,
a running.
So it's passed
it was a
the
running.
Baton to where you had two great quarterbacks back to back. The Niners had that. No other team has been
somebody
a fall
on a 5-1 says Cordell Stewart. Come on.
And I would say
learn how to spell Cordell Stewart before you come down.
I mean,
my
Terry
road.
Bradshaw is every bit the icon in
Stine's
Pittsburgh.
Not,
that Joe Montana
not saying
is.
You're wrong.
I'm not saying.
But after Terry Bradshaw, there was no Steve Young. It was a fall off the cliff, like all these other teams.
Well, that wasn't what I was arguing. Oh. What I was arguing is great quarterbacks in a franchise's history.
Oh, okay.
So I would say, yeah, I get it. Bradshaw and Roethlisberger. Well, I get it. They were 15 years apart, but they both have legacies right now.
But and why we're saying the Niners do deserve some kudos. Is Young and Montana were back-to-back.
Back-to-back, and everybody
Damn,
Stine, in that league.
Get, I mean, no,
how many in the NFL copied the West Coast offense?
How many coaches? Look at Bill Walsh's coaching tree. It's everybody.
How many people copied Jerry Glanville's run and shoot?
Not many.
I just pitched this out.
Not many.
Who invented the wishbone? Who invented the wishbone?
The wishbone ain't never.
And by the way, Glanville didn't start the run and shoot. It was before him.
I love Jerry.
But, Jerry Glanville. You're really going to throw Jerry Glanville out here. He was a defensive guy. He
innovators.
Had the grit splits in Atlanta. That was Jerry Glanville.
He was a motivator.
He wasn't an offensive guy. Come on, Stine.
Jerry Glanville?
He was a defensive guy. The grit splits with
run
Atlanta.
And shoot. The run and shoot.
And he had a court. That was June Jones. June Jones, run and shoot.
Come on.
No.
No.
Shout out University of Hawaii.
June Jones.
Right.
Didn't
yeah, when they were playing the Rainbow Warriors.
Glanville wasn't an offensive guy. He was just
I'm just
a yapper.
Saying. Who invented
defense.
The run and shoot? That was big.
I'm going to say
who invented
Coryell.
The wish? The
I'm going to say Coryell.
No, he was all through the air. How about that? Air Coryell. That was a style. Throwing the ball down the field.
It was a style that got you no Super Bowls.
Look at okay.
West Coast offense.
Al Davis.
West Coast
Al Davis
did.
Pioneered essentially the long ball.
He did.
Okay. So
Al Davis was great. Al Davis are great. But that doesn't mean the quarterback position with like when you look at the Raiders, you look at their great running game, you look at their great offensive line, you look at their nasty defense. I get it. Stabler was a Hall of Famer, really good. Plunkett, when he arrived in Oakland and L.A. with the Raiders, he became good and serviceable.
He got two.
Dude, wow. I mean, look at those teams.
And the game was different, Bonte.
Hey, dude. Dude, you put Matt Steinmetz at quarterback for those Raider teams, you may have won a Super Bowl.
Oh, come
they
on.
Were that loaded.
See,
they were loaded.
Man. That's where
you
I got loaded.
Cliff Branch, Marcus Allen, are you kidding me? That defense?
Well, if you're
that offensive line?
Okay.
He didn't mess it up, Jim.
I mean, you guys are acting like Young and Montana didn't have anybody around him. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Not. I'm just.
I mean, I could say, well, yeah, one of the reasons they're among the greatest quarterbacks of all time is because they have the greatest receiver of all time and maybe the fifth best receiver.
But you don't believe that in your core, and you're not selling
what?
It.
I don't believe what in my core?
Everything around him is why they were as great as they were. It played a part, just
of course
like
it played
everything.
A part.
Yeah.
It absolutely played
but
a part.
But you know those two as quarterbacks could have went somewhere else.
That I don't know. I absolutely don't know that. I don't know the answer. Do you know? I mean, honestly.
I just can't believe somebody on the text line tried to throw away Cordell Stewart.
He's
like,
kidding.
Come on, man.
But he did have a commercial slash.
Baker Mayfield has commercials.
Oh, wow.
How good is he?
Let's go to hey, don't pick up the phone yet when I say this guy's name.
What we got?
So Rich and Fremont's our guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Rich and Fremont is on hold right now, and he wants to talk about Kendrick Bourne deserving props. Hey, Rich. Hey, Rich, call Thursday.
Man. Rich is the best.
Well, call Thursday when we get down to Kendrick Bourne.
Let's be on this podcast.
I love you, Rich. Danker in San Francisco. What's up, Danker? How you doing, man?
Man, what's up, BSG?
Yo.
Steiny got all the smoke today.
That's fired up.
Does that mean I'm giving it or getting it?
I want some smoke.
A little of both, really.
All right.
I mean.
All in good fun.
You guys kind of nailed it, though. The criteria is the West Coast offense. The coaching tree. There's only two other coaching trees, Parcells and Schottenheimer, right?
And although Belichick's getting there.
Well, exactly. I thought this started with 49er fans and why we deserve to use that as a standard. And this is the thing. Yeah, we saw Young Montana. We also saw Cody Pickett, Drunken Miller, Sean Hill. We know what's good, what's bad. We have the whole spectrum. Right?
Okay.
Going back to Jimmy, I said it yesterday. He's not the fastest. He's not the strongest. He's a gamer. And one reason, though, I think this pressure's on him, because we didn't get him from the Dolphins or the Browns. We got him from an extension of Bill Walsh system that's working. There's pressure on him coming from the Patriots, you know? So there's a lot of variables here, and I like what he's doing. I was down on him. I thought we had a clone of Tom Brady who might not be the best, but he's growing on me because I think he's growing on Shanny. And Shanny is what, you know, again.
That's a great point.
He's our golden child.
That's a great point.
But
great
show, guys. Great
thanks,
show.
Danker. I appreciate it. I agree. I think that's maybe the best kept secret is that Garoppolo has grown on Shanahan. I think maybe if you could get Shanahan to be honest, put him under truth serum, he would tell you, maybe something like, you know what? He's surprising me a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you when that happened.
Yeah, but go ahead. I don't think it's done until the playoffs are coming.
It happened after the Pittsburgh game. That was
you
the
love
game.
That game.
No, I am a little birdie out there in the streets. Little birdie out there in the streets who's connected. The Pittsburgh game was the game where Kyle Shanahan said, because Mike Tomlin walked up to him and basically said, number 10's your guy. You got a guy in number 10. We threw everything at him. We thought he was going to fold. We thought he was going to get hurt. We hit him relentlessly all game long. That was the game where Shanahan finally said, okay, Jimmy G's my guy.
You know, the other thing, and I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but like Bill Walsh, he has to get credit for making Joe Montana what he was.
No doubt.
And he does.
No doubt about it.
He does. Well, so if we've got Bill Walsh, a genius. We've got the best receiver of all time. Roger Craig, everybody says, deserves to be in. I mean, you get where I'm going
here?
No doubt. But I'm not taking anything away from Montana. He's great. He was great.
You need players around you to win.
I think that's
the thing. That we give the quarterback too much praise when they win. We give them too much criticism when they lose. It comes with the territory. But, man, if you don't have – look at Brady. He doesn't have – a tight end, or other than Julian Edelman, he has nobody to throw the ball to. And you see how compromised Tom Brady has become. You see how ineffective he's become in that offense. You need weapons to win. You need talent.
But
talent
I'm going to say this just real quick about Tom Terrific, Sarah High School. I thought that was the moniker
please,
forever.
Please don't. Please don't.
Sarah High School.
That.
Tom Terrific. Oh, yes.
Can't do it.
That's not his nickname.
Tom Terrific.
That's not his nickname.
What's his nickname?
Cheater. Cheater. The New England Cheater.
There's only one Tom Terrific. That's Tom Seaver.
Yeah.
And we wish him well because he's battling Parkinson's or ALS.
Damn. Shout out to Tom and his family.
Yeah.
I thought that was what made Brady, that he didn't have weapons, but then we found out Gronk was a super weapon. So that narrative wasn't really real.
Running
that Brady
too.
Made everybody around him better, because if that was the case, then what the hell are you complaining for about what you don't have now in New England? But I'm going to say this. Niner fans chiming in, 49er Frankie. You say those five Super Bowls between Joe and Steve, you know, Joe had four and Steve had one. So, but you can't dismiss a guy, Steve Young, for getting it done.
Steve
he had
Young,
the monkey on his back at the back.
If he needed that one, didn't get that. Yeah, and you know what? He broke every Montana record in that Super Bowl, too, didn't he? How about that?
Lit it up against the Chargers.
I think if you'd ask 49er fans in their heart of hearts if they gave Steve Young a fair chance, a lot of them would say no.
Yep.
But you understand.
No,
though,
I don't. No,
Joe was a god.
Joe was a god.
Why can't you separate things?
Seriously, it's short for fanatic.
Dude, Eddie DeBartolo had a tough time trading him. He did not want to trade Joe Montana. Did not want to do it. But they, I mean,
Bill
you had to
was
play
ready
Steve
for
Young.
A running quarterback.
Man, I mean.
Lamar Jackson back
then.
Tough.
And you know what? In the heart of hearts, there's a lot of Niner fans who love Steve Young a little more than Joe Montana because of the guy he was off the field.
Do you?
That's a different conversation.
You?
I kind of like Steve a little more than Montana. Seems like Montana likes to do things for the cash when it comes to coming back and talking to Niner fans.
I think. Yeah,
that went over my. Yeah, I hear you.
I think Joe Montana.
I've been on the field. Look at the QB.
Yeah, I love Steve Young. He was a lefty. I was a lefty. He was run. He was tough. He got a lot of criticism for trying to replace Joe Montana. I was a Steve Young guy because that's who I grew up with. Montana was. I was a little young for Montana, but I did see Montana playing back to back Super Bowls against the Bengals and the Broncos. But it's just everything outside of since he's retired. You know, it takes him, a paycheck to come to Levi Stadium. Right. He didn't come to the pick at the stick, the last game at the candlestick, because prior engagements, quote unquote. And it was really to do
he
that he didn't get
paper.
A nice. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, okay, he may have that part to him. But I think more than that, he is a really shy. He just does not like to
be. He's an introvert.
I mean, think about how rarely we've seen Joe Montana. Since he's retired. I mean, in whatever, the last 20-plus years.
Where are you, up in space?
I mean, he does not need it. There are certain guys that when they say, I don't need the limelight, they're right. They ride
off into the sunset. Guy,
you know who else was like that? Sprewell. Sprewell had no interest.
My favorite.
And you know what? He really hasn't popped up. I mean, yeah,
he was in New York about a month ago at the Knick game.
But he ain't making the rounds.
No doubt.
No.
No doubt.
Let's go to Dre and Lamore. What's going on, Dre? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, you seemed a little confused. I usually say Dre from Central Cali. It was the first time I started calling your station. They would always say Dre from Livermore. But since Lowe's got the Lamore name down, I'm back to Dre from Lamore, guys.
Okay, but it's all you're all the same guy, right?
All the same guy, brother.
Okay, man.
Hey, this is a very interesting subject you got. The night before we played the Ravens on the NFL channel, they were showing the Niners loss to the Ravens. And I tell you what, Kaepernick was zipping that ball. And I know Bonta knows for sure. You got to blame Harbaugh because Gore ran 36 yards. You don't give him a ball once. You give it to the Michael James.
I know.
Passes.
Don't remind me, Dre.
Won the game. But Kaepernick would have had a ring, I'm pretty sure. So I'm the way I'm judging it right here is you go, how far have they gone in their career? Montana didn't take the reins over to his third year, and he won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Young took it over. It took him 2 or 3 years to do it. And I know you don't want to hear this, Steiny, but the referees cheated us that one NFC Championship game that first one Young lost.
Which one?
Against the Cowboys. Yeah, they called that phantom holding call on Guy McIntyre.
They gave you one back.
I can't remember that.
They gave you one back.
Okay.
Phantom holding call.
And there was a phantom holding call, which I've never seen ever since. Emmitt Smith, fake handoff at the goal line. Pierce Holt tackles him. They throw the ball away, and they call a holding on Pierce Holt for holding Emmitt Smith.
All right.
You ever seen that again?
Thanks, Dre. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, he remembers
Pierce
it.
Holt, we got to go.
Wow.
Oh, that certainly rang a bell. let's go to Dern. Dern's on 101. What's going on, Dern? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Love the show. Talking about the debate of Montana over Young. Montana was just more of a diva, and like Vontae said, Young kind of had the dog in him. You know, the running quarterback put his head down and just go. And you're right, man. Living in the area, people kind of have come cross paths with Montana, and he just kind of seems to be over it. He doesn't really seem to want to acknowledge the fact that this entire area is just in love with the dude. So I'm 100% on the Steve Young side.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate the call. I mean, they're both.
No, they're both. Man. I think Joe was better. Yeah. Like, Joe didn't have that, to me, Dallas Cowboys, where they knocked off Steve a couple times. I felt like the defense figured Steve out a bit. But I do know Steve was a great, and that rich tradition, he's part of it. And Garoppolo is doing everything in his power to be up there. But it hasn't even started, fellas. Let's keep it real until he does it in the playoffs. And if his name was Tony, I keep going to Tony, it would be the same.
Does he look like a Tony because he's Italian?
You know, this is what happens in the off.
Is it because he's Italian? You call him Tony?
No, I just had some Frosted Flakes this morning.
What? All right, let's.
You don't eat.
I'll tell you what. Let's get into the hottest. Topic of the day with Rich. He wants to talk about Kendrick Bourne.
Oh wow!
What's up, Rich? How you doing,
Rich? Way to put our listeners asleep, Rich.
Three catches for 18 yards, two touchdowns. Here we go,
hey, guys. First of all. Guys, you call him putting the sleep. That ain't really fair.
You're right.
Look at the way it's being. You look at the way it's being run. It's being run just like it was back in the day. You have a great quarterback, and you have some pieces in Debo, and we know Kittle's a beast. We know that. But it's nice to know that, hey, when them defenses start basically trying to hone in on these two guys, you got that third receiver. And that third receiver is the Bourne identity, Kendrick Bourne. So. Putting people to sleep, call it that if you want, but I got to call it what I see, guys. Two touchdowns in that game, Kendrick Bourne's looking pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a terrific third or fourth receiver.
Niners got weapons.
Rich, you know I'm messing with you. By the way, he had a key third down catch.
He did. Big third down catch, and quietly he has a nice little rapport with Jimmy Garoppolo.
No doubt.
We've all forgotten about Dante Pettis.
Quietly, they got weapons everywhere you look.
Where's Marquise Goodwin? Like Dante Pettis, your guy.
Yeah, you ain't
Where's
kidding.
Your boy Hurd going to fit in if he ever gets back on the field?
You know what? It's like, here's the other thing about Dante Pettis. He's the kind of guy that even after games, the 49ers go, what happened, Pettis? Pettis. And I'm like, who cares?
Right.
Okay.
You know why they care?
He's a second-round pick.
Exactly.
Well, okay, you know who's a first-round pick? A.J. Jenkins.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Played like Roscoe.
I mean, seriously.
Rashawn Woods, anybody?
Wow.
Jeez.
It happens.
It happens, yeah. Man. But Dante Pettis, everybody had high hopes for him. And the way he kind of, I don't even want
to
talk about
it. All right, welcome to 2001. Dave in San Ramon wants to talk about Montana and Young. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, really quick, I just wanted to say, that I'm feeling we're gonna hurt missing Richburg in the playoffs, but I hope Garland can pull it off. But when it comes to Montana and Young, what nobody's mentioning,
okay,
the reason why Joe Montana was so good is because he was Joe Cool. In those moments, he came back and he won. He was a winner, and that's why he's got four Super Bowls. Thank you. That's all I got.
Timpani ain't easy.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think there's nobody that's saying those guys weren't good. Montana and Young. They're
Hall of Famers.
They're okay.
They're okay.
Mediocre.
Of course. A little better. A little better than mediocre.
And the play to Kittle on fourth and two. Vontae talked about it. Had Jimmy had Lemon Booty or any quarterback, you could have threw that ball in the turf.
Yep.
You could have overthrown him.
It was an
absolute that's
dime.
Why when you do have things around you, Steiny, you still have to perform. Joe and Steve did it time after time, and that's what the great ones do, because when you watch it, you know, hey, you made that pass to Jerry Rice. We knew he's going to, but it could have went another way. And that's why we have, you know, heroes and goats.
Well, he also could have gotten knocked out of bounds at the 48, and they still would have had 20 more yards to go.
Right, with only one timeout.
Which I thought was going to happen, but...
You wanted it to happen.
No, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Cooper already thought the game was over.
Oh, he thinks the game was over Saints went up 7-0.
That's your answer.
Did you think the 49ers were done when it was 7-0?
When it was 27?
Steiny, were you shocked that the Saints went up 7-0?
I was day drinking.
I can't watch football with Guru.
I know that's never watch a game with Guru.
We need to try.
No, we did it at Hooters. I'm out there. I'm not doing that.
See, wherever we're at, I just need to go outside, hit my cigar, and come back, and I'm good.
Nah.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have a little mimosa cigar.
I make sure I do bet on the opposite side with you. I make sure to not watch games with you.
I showed you some last week.
Our main man, Cam Inman from Bay Area News Group coming up. He's been on the road with the 49ers. He was in Baltimore, and he was in New Orleans. He's going to give us a firsthand account. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Hear legendary NFL reporter Peter King coming up today at 4:30. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All righty. Welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. Joining us on the Dialpad guest line, Cam Inman. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Cam, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. And I'm just going to start out by asking you, do you ever remember watching a better regular season game than the one you watched on Sunday in New Orleans?
I do not. And I was thinking that in the first half that it was the best first half I'd ever seen, watching each team score four touchdowns. And I'm going, well, I don't really rate the first half. It's all about the finish. And the Saints 49er playoff game in the 2011 season was the best finish I'd been a part of. And this whole game, though, was bananas. It was great. And the noise, the atmosphere, the stakes, top-level athletes performing, just great plays. It was dynamite. And it's going to be hard to top the next couple of weeks until you get to Seattle in Week 17. But so that's kind of what I'm looking at this week, is they better not have a letdown, because they can't afford to lose any of these next couple of games still.
Yeah, Cam, I'm with you. And it's so funny, this season, we talked to you preseason. We saw the Niners defense dominant, and we didn't know if Shanahan was going to trust Garoppolo. And I came and told these guys yesterday, my biggest takeaway the last few weeks is Jimmy can handle it, and the coach is calling plays, and he's doing it. But what I want to get to is the defense. Now that it's somewhat compromised with Sherman and Dee Ford, Cam, how worried are you about the defense, if you even are? And is it one of those things where, hey, Goo, Jimmy and the offense can put up points now, so if we got to score because the defense gives up more, we're okay? But how worried are you about the defense, my friend?
I'll go with you and say, hey, Goo, Jimmy and the offense can put up some points. And the fact that Nick Bosa is still playing and DeForest Buckner is still playing and Eric Armstead. And you still have a cast of a lot of guys on that defense. You know, Richard Sherman and Dee Ford are banged up. I wouldn't expect them to play these next couple games. And that obviously hurts. I mean, each week it seems their defense has lost a guy. But they still have their main characters going here. And they still have a ferocious defensive front. And they still have a lot of confidence. And now you got an offense that's really clicking. And, if you do turn on every talk show on TV or radio this week, and everybody's going to say the 49ers are Super Bowl favorites. Nobody's freaking out that Richard Sherman and Dee Ford have some minor injuries here. What was disturbing were some of the missed tackles, and I wonder if some of the youth in the secondary or at linebacker was exposed a bit, where other teams saw what the Saints were able to do, because, you know, Sean Payton knows how to find off mismatches as well as Kyle Shanahan. It certainly showed. Fred Warner and a couple of these other guys, Witherspoon, Kawan Williams, they missed some tackles they usually don't. So I'm not too concerned about that, because that has not been a problem this year.
You know, Cam, I wasn't mad at Fred Warner missing that last tackle there, because I thought, oh, man, the Niners are going to have about a minute, and they end up
ended up having 53 seconds plus three timeouts to go ahead and win the football game. But you're just looking at this defense. I felt like this was the first time. Well, maybe not the first time, Cam, but I feel like the loss of Quan Alexander starting to catch up to this defense. The loss of Jaquaski Tart definitely caught up to this defense. Any word on when Jaquaski Tart's coming back? Because without Sherman, without D Ford, it looks like this defense may have some leakage here moving forward without those guys.
Yeah, the Tart injury is mysterious because we never saw him last week when we were in Florida. And, you know, when Emmanuel Sanders was going through his rib issue, we saw him, we talked to him. So I don't know the extent of Tart's injury other than it's supposedly his day-to-day. In fact, he didn't practice at all last week. I can't imagine he's in contention to play this week or possibly the next. So it might be something where he's rested a couple more weeks. That is concerning. Marcel Harris blew a few assignments. Missed a couple of tackles, but he's also the guy that can make a spectacular play when you least suspect it, like he did when he stripped Lamar Jackson of the ball. So that is a concern. And as far as Quan Alexander's exit, you know, Fred Warner stepped his game up and won NFC Defensive Player of the Month for it. So I don't think, that, you know.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.